Welcome to I'm Right, I'm Right. The show will be starting in approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And I can't wait to see you all. Know that if you're watching this on replay, you can fast forward past this portion and get right into the show. But if you're here live, you should know there's a couple of ways you can watch the show. One is by going to Jill's website, which is jillcoxcordova.com, and click on the podcast tab, and you can watch the show there. You can also watch it on YouTube and Facebook. And we would also love it if you would make comments and ask questions and laugh with us and party with us, and just so we can have a great time. Also, on Facebook, there'll be a link there. If you click that link, it will bring you on the show. You will be able to talk to us, talk with us. We will be able to hear you and see you, unless you don't want to be seen and you just choose to turn off your camera. Very easy to do. So, we've got about another 3 minutes and 10 seconds, and we will start another episode of I'm Right, I'm Right. So please stand by. Well, we've got another 2 minutes and 30 seconds. This is like the new year is coming in. There's a countdown, and you'll be able to see us and hear us and talk to us if that's what you want to do. And comment to us, and also use the emojis and everything else, because it really helps us when we know that you're there. We can't see everyone in the audience, so each show we don't know how many people are there, but when you comment or have a question or send emojis, or if you decide to actually be in the show and talk to us, then we know you're there, which is good. We love the interaction. This is not only our show, but it's your show. And we want you to feel that way. So anything you want to say, well, maybe not anything you want to say, but if you do want to talk to us, you'll be able to hit that link. Or during the show, there'll be a QR code, and you can scan that with your phone, with your smartphone, and it'll put you on the show pretty quickly. So we have about another minute and we will get the show started. So please stand by. Got about 20 seconds and Jill and I will be here on camera with you. So please stand by. Jill, are you with me? Oh, look, she's with me. Yay!
Party over here! Party over there! We're here! Woo. We're here! And the roof is on fire! Hello, everybody! This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
So I'm Right.
Confused. I'm confused.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova, and I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
You're in a real, real party mood, and you...
It's party time.
Wow.
Okay. Party!
All right. You're in a party mood. Okay.
You're not.
Are you gonna dance on the table?
No.
You know I can move any one of these cameras, so we can get you on the table and get you.
My table dancing days are not right now.
Are over, but you used not to make over, good money.
Not right now.
But you used to make good money at these table dances.
I only made a dollar. I don't know about good money to you.
Come on,
but I only
Jill,
made a dollar.
You can make more
I made
than
a dollar.
Dollar.
Not a dollar.
Oh,
dollar.
A dollar?
Dollar.
Dollar.
That's how much I made. From a preacher.
All right,
I made a dollar from a preacher.
So were you doing this table dance in church?
Nope.
But you weren't actually doing a table dance.
I was doing a cage dance. I was a cage dancer.
Yes. Like a go-go dancer.
One day we'll... I think we actually have shared that story.
Yes, we have. We have. But, you know, our new audience may not have heard that story. But we'll tell it.
Our new audience is probably all confused. Like, what is this? This is the show where we have comical conversations about relationships.
Relationships. Are you in a relationship or are you not in a relationship?
Well, I know who's in a relationship. The married couple.
The married couple.
Dave and Sam. They said, sing it, Jill. I will.
Yes, and remember to check out
the
married
roof.
Couple.
The roof.
In 30 minutes after our show, and they are in Central Time, so you would catch their show at 7 p.m. Central Time. Aren't they in Central Time?
They are in Central Time, but it's not 7
p.m. Isn't it 7 p.m. there?
Because our show is at 8.
Oh, no. It's yeah, it's at 8, actually, their time.
Yes.
Yeah.
One day you'll get
my
that
bad.
Right.
My bad. I know you all are out. I guess I don't know what time our show is. So.
No, because you thought we had an extra hour.
But I know it's 30 minutes after our show, no matter where you are.
Unless we decide to have a 15-minute show.
We're not having a 15-minute show.
What
we used to do an hour. Now we only do 30 minutes.
Which is just enough. Just enough time. Well, before we get to tonight's topic, because we only do have a half hour, I want to give the final results of the poll that settles a debate that you and I
have.
But it's over. It's over, sweetheart. It was Team Jill. Team Jill.
No, I think if you add just my percentage plus the it depends, because I agree with the it depends. You don't just go around telling everybody at your workplace to kiss your ass.
So that was the poll. That was the debate. I didn't think that you should ever say that in the workplace. Tony did. So I asked people, are you Team Tony, Team Jill, or does it depend on who you're saying it to? So, to your point, I still won. It's still Team Jill because I got 52% of the vote.
Yes, you did.
Your vote went up, probably because, Dave, you probably did vote right after the show last time, didn't you? So your vote, your percentage did go up. Tony got 9%. You know.
I got a whopping 9%.
And it depends. Got 39%. So 39 plus 9 is 48% to my 52%.
But that's almost it's almost a tie.
No, it's not.
It's almost a
I'm
tie.
Because
I do agree with it depends. I definitely do.
I still had more.
You know what? There's just a whole lot of people that are just afraid to tell somebody to kiss my ass. That's
well, I actually, no, I actually will debate you on that. I don't think they're afraid to tell people that, but not in the workplace.
That's when you really have to have nerve in order to say it.
That's you when see? You shouldn't
because
say it.
Because things, yo.
That's when you should not say it. The people have spoken. Team Jill, I'm that's right. I'm right.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah.
What's our topic for tonight?
Well.
What is that?
Tonight, thanks to one of our friends that I call Superhero, because she really is. Thanks to her suggestion, and that's going to be my next poll, by the way, is what would you like for us to start talking about in the future episodes? But she wanted to know, why is it so hard to make couple friends? It's part of a segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
That was the wrong segment.
We're trying to help you. What
no,
buttons
that
are
was
you
the
pushing?
Wrong segment. I'm pushing the wrong buttons.
There we go.
Because I'm in a party mood. Party. Okay, try it again. It's a segment that we call
Stand by your stance.
Okay. Yeah. So do you think it's hard to find couple friends? We have a couple on with us right now.
Yes, but it's very difficult to find couple friends. Very difficult. You know, it's hard enough just to find a friend. But now when you bring in
a couple
that like each person gets along with, that can be a lot more difficult. And especially if, like us, we have special interests.
We do?
Yeah.
What's our special interest?
Well, you are a writer, and I'm a writer, and you know, a poet, and so on and so forth. And you are a writer, and you are an avid reader. Now, I have tried to say I'm an avid reader, but I'm not. But I do read, but I am not an avid reader. You inhale books. You really do. And so we have those interests, and we're artsy. You know, we're artsy kind of people. So that becomes more difficult if you add those things about it. And well, we all have, you know, special interests and hobbies and things like that. And it's difficult when, you know, you may not fit the norm, you know, like us. We're a little different, thus the podcast. So we're a little different. So it can be difficult to.
That means you're different.
Find people that have the same things in common. It is.
I disagree with you on
what?
That. This is I'm right.
What?
I'm right. I disagree with you on that because another person that we have in our audience tonight is Denise. And Denise and her wonderful husband are a couple friends of ours
as well. They are. Yes.
We have a lot in common with them.
We have a whole lot in common.
So my stance is that, yes, you're right to say that we all have different interests, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I think it's easier to make couple friends when you find people with the same interests. You go where people are.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the difficult part.
It is?
That is the difficult part. They also have unique interests. The things they are interested in, it's very unique. And the things they want to accomplish.
But it's very similar to us.
In life are, yes, but that's not like a everyday thing. We don't meet people like that, like every day.
We don't. But you and I, one thing that you and I do agree on is that we don't call everyone our friend either. Not everyone gets that status. We know a lot of people.
I don't know a lot of people. You know a lot of people. I don't know a lot of people.
You know the people I know because I introduced you to them.
Yeah, but you know a lot of people. If you know... You know a lot of people. You know a whole lot of people.
Do you have, but to my point, do you have a lot of friends? Just friends, not even couple friends, just friends.
On my own? No, I don't have a lot of friends.
Nor do I.
Yes, you do,
No,
Jill.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You have many friends. You have many friends. I do not have a whole lot of friends. And most people know I'm you know, I'm kind of a loner.
You are.
However.
And I grew up an only child, so I really embrace being a loner.
Okay. All right, but.
So with couple friends, I think when we decide people, like when we have things in common, like the married couple, like Denise and her husband, Tony.
Yeah.
And people that Denise and Tony introduced us to. They are our new couple friends.
Oh, yeah, that is very true.
But all of us have a lot in common.
Well, you know, but I think some of it falls on us. Don't we need to make an effort to, you know, because the person that actually suggested this episode is also a couple friend.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They were a friend first, and then they became a couple friend.
Yeah, and recently we attended a event together. Well, we all met up at this event, and we had a great time. But usually, we're either too busy or too tired to attend these types of events. But I said, you know what? We need to do this.
And yeah, why? You didn't even hesitate.
We have couple friends, so let's spend time with our couple friends, which would be good. So I made a real effort. Gold star for Tony.
You do get the gold star for that. Yes, yes. And I think that's one of the things that you have to decide. Like, do you want couple friends? And
yeah,
if you do,
that's a good question.
And if you do, then it also involves both of you.
Yes. but you know what's I've noticed this. I just thought of this. Now, some people end up with couple friends, and I don't think they really want couple friends.
Both people in the couple, or?
Yes, they end up with couple friends. I have noticed, this is an observation.
Okay.
That when, let's say, a couple gets married or not married, but they're a couple, they're together, and then they have children or a child, then they begin to become couple friends with everyone else that has a child, and then they arrange play dates and all of that. But what I've seen is, quite often, the only thing they have in common is that they know each other and they have kids about the same age. And then
so
they
you're
may
saying
be considered to be couple
you're saying
friends
they're together because of the children,
of
but
the children.
Adults don't actually like each other?
They may not. They may well what I'm saying is they may not have much in common other than they have a child. You know, they already knew each other before. They may have known each other when they were single.
Right.
But now that they've had a child and, you know, each couple has a child and they're all about the same age, then they're considered to be like couple friends because they hang together. They do stuff together. They set up parties for the kids and play dates. And then they also hang out as couple friends. But I'm not sure they're couple friends. You know, maybe in some cases they are, but I think in most cases they're not couple friends.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying. Not everybody is your friend. You just know them. Mm-hmm. But to Charlie's point, Charlie is here tonight too, and we consider Charlie our friend and his wife our couple friends, even though we've never met them in person. but we do consider you our couple friends too. And Charlie says the four people have to, you know, like each other.
Yes,
you have to like each other.
You do have to like each other, but I think
that's
a start. But you do have to have things in common.
Well, what about the people with opposite? Well, I guess you don't want opposites to attract in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, you wanna hang together, you know,
I mean, it. Yeah. Yes, I do know. I do know. All right. Well, when we go to our next segment that I tried to go to earlier.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that.
We're going to our second segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Ho, 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 ho.
All right. So what would you say to people who want couple friends, but maybe let's pretend it's us, a hypothetical. Okay.
A hypothetical?
Yes. Okay. Let's pretend it's us.
It's us.
And let's say
you
want couple friends, but I don't.
But you
don't. So what's your advice?
What do you mean you don't want couple friends?
It's a hypothetical, sweetheart. Hypothetical.
What's that?
What's wrong with you?
You're the smartest woman I know.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. A hypothetical that one person wants couple friends and the other doesn't.
Yes. Or maybe
they both
do want couple friends, but maybe there's someone in the couple that someone doesn't like or care for.
Then you're not going to be couple friends.
So what's your advice? If one of you really wants to be couple friends with them, what's your advice?
Find new couple friends. Find some other couple friends, because it's not going to happen.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, because there's going to be that one person that just doesn't want to be there. And, you know, I don't want to be there. I don't want to go. Why do we have to go to this thing? Why? I don't like either one of them, right? Or, you know, why do I have to go?
Well, Charlie's given advice for
What's
you.
What's Charlie saying?
He says the solution is.
Suck it up.
He says the solution is the other couple becomes your friends, Tony's friends, in that hypothetical. And I agree with that. If somebody likes two people, a couple and two people, but your partner doesn't,
but then that's
there's no reason why you can't be friends with them.
Yeah, but it gets awkward.
Being a third wheel?
Yeah, because the one person,
but not always.
The one person that doesn't get along with the couple friends, they'll be saying things like, why do you like them? Why do you want to hang around them? No, that's what you would say.
No.
That's what you would say.
That is not true.
Why are you always hanging with them? Why are you always inviting them over?
Have I ever said that to you? No.
I don't invite anybody over. I don't invite a couple over.
Well, chances are if you invited a couple over, they're actually my friends. So I would never say that to you. Bring them over.
I'm a nice guy.
You are.
And I'm usually the one that invites people over. When I get around people, I socialize very well and I enjoy it and all of that. But I am usually not the person that's going to initiate these types of gatherings.
Right. I'm the one that does the guest list. Even when you and I were dating and you gave those huge Labor Day barbecues.
Yeah, they were always like friends of friends or something.
Right.
You know.
Right. But when you and I started dating, you know, the guest list were mostly people I knew.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's when I realized, I know a lot of people because, you know, we had like 75 to 100 people in and out.
Jill says she has no friends.
No, I said I know a lot of people. I do have friends. It's just very few people I call friends. And you all know who you are.
Well, I do cherish couple friends. It's good to be able to spend time with, you know, another couple that you have things in common with, and you can talk about things that other couples may not be interested in, you know, at all. You know, they'd be like, why are they talking about that?
Right, right. Well, my advice is, if you really want couple friends, as you said at the very beginning of this show,
yeah,
go to where, you know, the people you have something in common with, go to those places. So right. If you like going to galleries, chances, you know.
What type of gallery?
Like here in Atlanta, the High Museum.
Okay, yeah.
High Museum has events like Jazz Fridays, DJ nights, things like that.
Yeah.
So chances are couples are there. And so if you went too, you would have, you know, you get to meet people. So, but you have to often, mingle. You have to mingle. You often have to, if your goal is to find couple friends, you have to initiate that. Now that doesn't always go well. That doesn't always go well. Oh my gosh, Jenny is here. Hi, Jenny. Jenny Hi, is Jenny. From Hodgenville, my home hometown in Kentucky.
You see all the people Jill knows?
I know
see?
A lot of people. Yes, I do. Well, she's family. She's like family.
No one from my hometown comes to the show.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. Rennie's been here before.
That's my brother, and he's not from my hometown either.
Your sister?
That doesn't count, Jill.
Anyway, Jenny has a comment. She says, "Why husband and his brother are very close. So does that mean he and his wife have to become our couple friends?"
It does not mean that.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It does not, unless you just want to. Unless you just want to, but no, they could have their time.
What's that Charlie saying? Your sister? Yeah, I have a sister. You didn't know I had a sister?
You've heard her on this show before.
Yes, her name is Denise, and she's been here before. But there's two Denises.
Yes,
There's Denise, my sister, and then there's Denise, which is part of the couple friends that we have.
That's right. That's
two
right.
Denises.
But no, Jenny, it doesn't mean you have to, they have to become your couple friends.
No,
unless sure you just doesn't. Want to.
When they come around, make yourself scarce.
Run.
Out.
Run.
Yeah, you just.
Not at home. They'll say, Jenny's never home.
Something's, yes, right. So you have something pressing that you have to do, and you take care of it. Yeah. But that's kind of antisocial, isn't it, Jill?
It's perfectly acceptable. You could be antisocial if you want to. And some people are naturally introverted. Jenny is not. But some people are naturally introverted. And that's okay. That's okay. So what would you give to them for advice if someone is introverted, but they really want a couple friends?
You'll have to find some introverted couple friends.
Well, then no one's going to like initiate it. No one's going to initiate it.
Well, that's the catch. It's like a catch 22.
No, I think if you go to places where they are, so if you have church in common, if you have reading in common and go to literary events or things where you have to do something, you know, like a painting class, then you might, you know, because you might get paired up with someone else. You might have to talk to someone. And then, you know, the more you get to know each other, maybe it'll, you know, motivate you to say more to them.
You know, it's difficult to find just a friend. And to find a couple friends, that's even harder. But just like I agree with you, Jill, just like you're saying.
I'm right.
Just like you're saying, Jill, if you go to events and these are things that you like to do, you know, whatever it is, you're more likely to find, you know, a couple friends. But you have to be able to mingle and socialize and talk to people and be outgoing at least a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, like, there's a fine line with outgoing and just talking to people. There's a line there.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, you always cross that line, and I'm on this side of the line. That's the difference.
What do you mean I cross the line? What are you talking about, Jill? What
you do?
Line?
You're more extroverted than me, even though you say you're introverted.
I am an introvert.
Well, you're more likely to go just right up to someone you don't know and find out everything about them. You're more likely to do that. Whereas I'm the person. No, I do not go up to people to find out everything. They come to me and just decide to tell me everything. I don't ask questions. I don't even know who they are.
Wait, you just said you don't ask questions, Miss Journalist.
No, to people who just come up to me. If I don't know who you are, I'm not going to ask. Well, I might ask you, who are you? Jeez. But why are you talking to me? I don't say that. But I do. If I'm interested, I will ask you questions. But most of the time, people will just come up and tell me their life story. They just do that. I guess I just have that. I guess I just have you know, like a sign on my head that says, come tell me your life story.
That's it. That's how we met.
It is not how we met.
I saw you and I told you my life story.
You did not.
I did.
You did not.
Yeah.
You did not.
And then now we're married. That's how it happened. I told you my life story and you was like, I have to marry this man.
Don't believe the hype.
Hey, we're married, right?
We are married, but that's not how it played out.
I told you my life story, and I have to marry this man. And then you did. Here we are.
You know? According to you, when you asked me, I just went like, and that I didn't answer for a while, according to you.
Still getting married.
We still got married. Let's get to our last segment because we're running out of time.
We are running out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that?
What did you hear?
I don't know. Hey, I think we need an audience member to say, you know, to tell us, you know, what we heard about or didn't hear about because we couldn't figure this out.
I figured some things
you
out.
Did? Did you write it down? We couldn't figure this
right
out
here.
Before the
I
show.
I have, like, notes and stuff.
Okay, what did you hear? What is it that we heard about or didn't hear about?
Well, it's not... What I did hear about was a survey about, is it hard... It wasn't my poll, but I read a poll about, is it hard to make friends with another couple? And the answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. 80% of the people surveyed say, yes, it is. Especially if you're new to, you know, if you've moved to a new city and you don't know anyone. It's really hard to make friends when you move these days, especially since COVID, I would say, or social media for that matter.
Okay.
And so the advice was make sure you know what you want before you approach people. Because some people, if you're friendly to them, especially a couple, if you're friendly to a couple, like you need to make sure everyone understands what kind of relationship you
that's
want.
That's right. You might meet up with a couple that's a little too friendly, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that happened to me one time. I was watching somebody's show, remember? And I was just watching the show, and they thought because I was there that I wanted, you know, to be part of.
No, that's like called a threesome. It's not called a couple.
Well, they hadn't met you yet, so maybe I don't know. But that was the funny survey to me. It's like, yes, it's really hard, but before you set out to find some couple friends, make it known what kind of friends you want.
Okay. Okey-dokey.
But you did say, we We hardly ever ask people, does anyone want to talk to us?
Yeah, because, you know, we should have said that during the show, but...
Right.
Yeah, that QR code, if you just scan it, you can talk to us, but really, the show's over. Show's done. We're at 30 minutes. We're going
to
close
this. I got a party to get to.
We're going to close this out. I'll push buttons, play some music. So if you want to talk to us, you're going to have to do it in the next episode, which is next week, every Wednesday night. That's I'm Right, I'm Right. And we will be here at 8 o'clock every Wednesday night. And you can check that out on YouTube and Facebook and JillCoxCordova.com and click the podcast tab. My show, The Soul Reader. I'm still giving a free reading if you want it. And that is every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. And you can also check that out on YouTube and Facebook. And you can watch it on the my website. Yeah, notabestill.com/podcast. Ooh, we got something else going on. Poetic People Fighting Racism. We have a special guest, and that is Geza. And I can't pronounce his last name.
He's going to find out how to pronounce his last name before it's time.
Pronunciation of Geza's name. But he's a prolific poet. And you should check him out. Check him out on the show. And that next show, Jill, is May 4th, like it says right there.
That is correct.
Cool. So what else we got?
Oh, well,
we got something new for y'all. We got credits now.
We're coming to it. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you all for being here.
Yes.
Jenny, I'm so glad that you joined in too. It's been wonderful to see you this way or to talk to you this way. And good evening to you too, Charlie.
Yes.
And thank you, married couple. Again, they're at the top of the hour on YouTube. And thank you, Denise and Tony.
And also remember to check out the Really Charlie podcast on... You can check him out on Facebook and YouTube. And
everywhere.
Everywhere. Just look up Really Charlie Podcast and you will find his information.
Yep.
All right, Jill.
All right, we're out.
We're out. So.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys. See, we have credits. Oh, look at that. Ooh. All right. We love you all.
Bye.
Bye.